Hi, this is Claire Gibson. I'm recording the podcast for Assignment 3 in 3240 of the PID program, and it is on reflecting technology in education. I have chosen to summarize the article, Education Technology Makes the Most Impact in the Least Recognized Places, by Jordan Shapiro, June 27, 2015. How technology is impacting global education is a question the author gets asked on a regular basis. He believes that people are looking for what he calls super glossy examples of futuristic classrooms. He believes people hope that he will describe, and I quote, some design innovation or a revolutionary adaptive algorithmic trick. They expect video games, virtual reality, and robotics. However, things don't have to be shiny to be effective. Jordan Shapiro goes on to explain how a very inconspicuous pioneering partnership, ChemFed and World Reader, has made such a significant impact. ChemFed is the well-known international nonprofit that invests in girls and women in the poorest rural communities in sub-Saharan Africa, where girls face acute disadvantage and where their education has transformative potential. Currently, in 119 of the poorest rural districts in Africa, ChemFed is developing partnerships with local communities to break down educational barriers to girls' education by providing and catalyzing the different resources required for girls to go to school, succeed, and lead change. World Reader is an international nonprofit organization by Microsoft and Amazon's executive David Risher and former marketing director at Barcelona's ISADE Business School, Colin McElwee, which uses e-readers and other mobile technologies to distribute books to places where they're scarce. World Reader has recognized that information technologies have the potential to deliver content in ways that were previously impossible, and they pair with device manufacturers, local and international publishers, governments, education officials, and local communities to bring books to all. World Reader has essentially provided the kinds of resources that philanthropists used to reserve only for elite universities to some of the most impoverished parts of the world. States the author, they have used the Kindle, the smartphone, and the simple flip phone to provide the fundamental benefit of a sophisticated library to millions of readers. The author recognizes that there have been world efforts like this attempted before, and we've yet to see the large-scale impact that has been promised. He states that distribution without community buy-in just attempts to impose unfamiliar structure on people who never imagined they needed it. That makes sense, doesn't it? It goes back to that familiar phrase we all know, how can you miss what you've never had? Society has learned that there's no success when technology is introduced in a way that belittles rather than empowers local cultural practices. ChemFed's network operates in a way that's trusted. They put in the time and the resources needed to make sure local communities, ministries of education, parents, women, and girls understand how new structures and technologies can lift up rather than replace existing ways of life. They'll start with 25 schools, distributing about 50 e-readers loaded with 100 books to each school. That's the equivalent of 125,000 books being placed in the hands of girls who are at a very risky transitional age, and it will assist in the girls getting an increased exposure to English, which will be needed for post-primary education. This week, there's a conference at the ITSE, which is an annual conference, convention, and trade show that celebrates new classroom technologies with words like revolution, progress, and innovation, which Jordan Shapiro says has been saturating his inbox for weeks with promises of one embargoed futuristic product, platform, or service after another. He continues to state that many are quick to point to tech-aid pedagogical changes like blended learning and celebrate them as an example of radical change. He says, while we're right to celebrate all the fantastic changes taking place in nearby classrooms, we need to make sure the socioeconomic inequity in education can't continue unchecked, not at home nor abroad. The author says, knowledge is intellectual wealth that can be and has been hoarded like a tangible resource. To really innovate education, we need to recognize that work like CanFeds and World Readers is as impactful, transformative, and revolutionary as the next new shiny object. I love the way that this technology can make a shiny difference if placed in the hands of those whose goal it is to benefit all rather than to restrict or just make money. Don't you? Jordan Shapiro's article was first written June 27th, 2015.